I have no, nothing to add to my report.
We have item number 9, board request for future agenda items.
Yes, I thought it would be good, we have as a priority staff coming back with some hatchery regulations. And my understanding is they sent out a notice to the hatcheries for information, and I think an updating report, this isn't necessarily the regulation, although I'd be thrilled if that came through, but I think an updating report would give us a picture of where we are, and so I'd request that.
And would you like that to be an informational update or a written update?
I'd probably like it to be an informational update, because I think there may be sensitivities to a written update.
We can do that.
And I would like to request that the State Water Board, the cleanup unit, has a requirement out for, after the review of underground storage tank cleanup sites, to have a path to closure type summary that's coming, I believe, in December. I believe I've got this out there already, but to reiterate, I would like to have a summary of what staff has found on this, what is the plan to do with these sites, and I'd like to see it coincide with the thought that the cleanup fund sunsets in 2016, and what do we do with sites that will remain open after that time period, and how do we use our regulatory authority from here to minimize that problem.
This is David Leland of your staff. That's a lot of questions. But we have the item on the agenda. We had originally calculated.
I thought it was covered in the Fitzgerald report.
There's a lot of information.
It's in there now.
We originally had that agendized for January, and in conversation with cleanup staff, they suggested that the State Board is still working on some aspects of this. And that it might not be timely to bring that to you in January, so we put it off to March, and we continue to track that. And when it's timely, to have the path to closure story, then we would bring it back to you.
It'd be my desire to have it no later than March.
Okay.
So you know. Okay. This time's going to get short here. 2016 is not that far around the corner.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Dufour?
Sorry. Let me jump on with more big questions. At one point, we talked about the possibility of putting together regions 1 and 2 for contaminants of emerging concern and the juxtaposition between an urban area and a rural area. Still kind of interested in where we are with that. And then the problem. So we are done with it now for the growing season of 2013. Clearly, 2014, we will still have the illegal growing of substances in this region, and they do contribute mightily to the demise of our water and its contamination. My understanding is that we have never really officially asked for any assistance under the cleanup and abatement, and so can staff consider whether or not we do that with a resolution?
So with regard to the second question, this is Matt St. John, Executive Officer. We have submitted a cleanup and abatement account request to the State Board for a project that is a team project between the Eel River Recovery Project and the Mendocino County Resource Conservation District for developing some informational brochures related to the water quality impacts from small irrigation, including marijuana, as well as monitoring program to document both water quality and flow conditions in these watersheds that are heavily impacted from marijuana cultivation. So that's been submitted. It's my understanding from our correspondence with State Board Division of Finance staff that State Board will be taking that up at their meeting in January.
I wanted to reaffirm Board Member Massey asking this subject come up. I think the informational pamphlet is one approach. What some of the other agencies, Cal Fire and Cal Fish and Game, are doing is they are either assessing environmental damage or getting cleanup and abatement as part of the raids, which is only a tiny part of the problem, because probably less than 1% are getting raided. But nevertheless, that is a very attractive package to law enforcement, because they would prefer to cover environmental protection and marijuana eradication. And if we do it right, I believe we may get some money into the agency for environmental damage. And so I'd like to do that segment. And then, of course, we need to come back following up on Council Olson's memo and have a tentative approach to how we might regulate it. And then, to be very frank, what I've looked at, Humboldt County Tax Assessment Appeals Board, or Fortuna did it on taxing utility rates, but a non-boots on the ground approach is quite possible. We do have Google Air, and I do think we can start from that basis. It will then not automatically happen, and we're going to have to go to individual sheriffs, DAs, and the federal government to get on the priority list, but I think it's worth starting, and it won't happen if we don't do anything.
You only thought what you had before, David, was a complex question, but I want to thank Mr. Corbett for making that absolutely clear.
Nice job.
And I thought that was all inherent and implicit in your comments.
Mr. Juicy, you have a request.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I want to lend my voice to the cannabis discussion. As somebody who works every day in coniferous and oak woodland forests, unfortunately, I see the impacts of illicit cannabis production all too often. So I lend my support to this board going out in the public and speaking out loud about this very serious land use practice across the region. Not so much in an agenda item, but perhaps an update for me. Yesterday, we heard a couple of folks talk about the impending freshwater and Elk River, is it the TMDL that will be coming out? Can you give me an update of where we are and what is the scheduling on that? I've already talked to Matt about trying to get a hold of the staff report so I can get caught up to speed, but just if you could help me understand what your schedule is in the coming months for that particular topic.
Sure, Mr. Giusti. So, and first of all, we'll have the copy of the main body of the staff report for you before you leave today.
Thank you very much.
And the appendices
appreciate
will
that.
Be put in the mail.
More to read.
More to read, fun. So there have been a number of updates to this board over the past 6 months related to the Elk River TMDL and waste discharge requirement revisions. And so some of those staff reports can be also provided to you, and I'm happy to do that. Our current schedule is to release the draft TMDL and a revised waste discharge requirement permit for the Upper Elk River in the spring of 2014. Board members have expressed their encouragement that we have as a goal to complete or bring the permits in the TMDL for board consideration within calendar year 2014, and so that's certainly staff's goal.
Thank you. That's exactly what I want to thank you, just so I can understand what my future looks like. Are there any, just along the same lines, are there any other forest-related, and that would include oak woodland, rangeland-related projects that the board has been discussing or staff that's been working on that might also be coming in the next calendar year?
Yes, the Humboldt River Company has submitted a draft report of waste discharge for the Jordan Creek watershed in Humboldt County, and it's our expectation that we'd be bringing to you for consideration that watershed waste discharge requirement for that watershed. In addition, our non-federal timber waiver is due to expire in 2014, and so it's our we've initiated Jim Burke of your staff, who's the senior for the Southern Timber Unit, has just just this week actually announced, sent out an email to CAL FIRE as well as others, RPFs, to initiate coordination on the update of our timber waiver.
Perfect, thank you.
I did want to say, and this is both to the board member but also to his staff, in the past the regional board has been very, very concerned that we get the waivers done or continuance of the existing waivers so we don't leave the regulated community with no option or even waste discharge requirements. And I know we came to considerable grief with one prior executive director over that issue, and so I don't want to go there again. And I just want to say that it's really a public policy issue that if someone's in business, they should be able to get a permit to continue to operate. And I would believe we're way too remiss if we don't provide that opportunity. So that would suggest we need a little lead time in case we have to continue one meeting or something like that, or have provisions for extension. But I want to make sure there's adequate coverage, that everyone in business has a chance without having to go through the full waste discharge requirement to comply with the waiver.
Okay, item number 10, other items of interest?
Two quick ones. One, in my ex parte disclosure this morning, the coffee hadn't quite kicked in yet. There was one other. So in addition to my conversation with Mike Austin and HRC about the Elk River Forum, I also had some email exchanges with Christy Wrigley about the same thing. And in addition, she had sent me some photographs of the North Fork that she wanted me to take a look at. So just needed to go on record with that. And then lastly, I wanted to, on the record, acknowledge my appreciation for your display of Ranjit's resolution and his photograph in the break room. Thank you very much for doing that.
And thank you. I would recommend, if at all possible, get those photographs, get it to staff, and then it can be circulated to the whole board, because then that will be a full and complete disclosure.
Okay.
And it's a little hard to do that with the photographs.
All right, one very last thing. I just want to remind us, this is the last meeting of this calendar year. We've done a lot of stuff this year. I'm very proud of what we have done as a board, what our agency's done, and what staff has done. I just want to put out a very much a thank you to everybody. And to you and yours, have a very nice holiday season. I know I'm early on that, but job well done, you guys. With that, we're going to adjourn. The next meeting is January 30th, 8:30.
Right.
All right, we're adjourned.